humor flaw. Just save some grace for the sake of us all. We're holding that thin blue line, cause that's what we do. We don't do it for the glory, we do it for you.
Friday. We are here to conserve God-given liberties and freedoms.
Charlie Kirk takes a ride on the truth train and talks about his new book, Right Wing Revolution. Truth Be Told with Todd Callender, streaming Friday at noon only on cloudhub.com.
Welcome back, Joyce community. Thank you so much for joining us today for a very special episode of In the Lion's Den with Dr. Bill Lionberger. How are you, Dr. Bill?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Melissa?
Oh, we've had a lot of technical glitches, so it's been super stressful, but we appreciate you tuning in anyways to watch, and I hope we have a seamless show because we have two very special guests. I'd like to give you a little bit of information on them in case you don't know. One of them is J.J. Carell, recently retired from the United States Border Patrol after a 24-year career as a deputy patrol agent in charge. He created the most successful maritime narcotic and human smuggling unit in the Border Patrol. 5 years as the supervisor of his unit called the Coastal Border Enforcement Team, also CBET. His unit arrested and seized more numerous Sinaloa cartel narcotic loads, and one of his agents testified against and helped secure a conviction against El Chapo. He got El Chapo. He's got a new book out called Invaded, The Intentional Destruction of America's Immigration System. And he also has a new documentary coming out called What is Treason? All of those links will be available if you want to purchase his book, audio CD, or check out his new documentary. Those will all be in the description. Our other very special guest is Christy Hutcherson. She's the founder, president, and spokesperson for Women Fighting for America, LLC, FFA. She is widely recognized as a geopolitical security expert and sought-after speaker with broad connections to the freedom movement, 100-plus border ops missions, 2,500 miles on the U.S. border. By the way, she is one of the only Americans who has traveled the entire length of the southern border and hundreds of miles of our forgotten northern border in her quest to save America. She has seen firsthand the devastation of the illegal immigration, child and human trafficking, organ trafficking, massive amounts of lethal drugs entering the U.S., and the atrocities committed by the transnational criminal organizations. So we have some very highly qualified speakers today and guests, and I am so excited to hear what they have to say. So I'm going to step out, and I'll come back at the end for questions, Dr. Bill.
Fantastic. So today's show, the human cost of a destroyed and wide open border. Who are the traitors? Wide open borders. Intentional creation of a migration crisis, a disaster unfolding on America's southern border since 2020, is both a humanitarian tragedy and a serious threat to our national security and sovereignty. The intentional erosion of sovereignty has further implications for alliances, which makes it harder for to convince Americans to defend the sovereignty of other nations. Child sex trafficking and fentanyl trafficking has skyrocketed, all the while releasing untold numbers of terrorists coming from more than 100 countries on a daily basis across the southern border. And finally, intentionally losing control over our southern border and our willingness to defend our territory integrity is a self-inflicted and direct national security threat to the U.S. homeland and its citizens. Today, it's my pleasure and honor to introduce our special guests, Christy Hutcherson and J.J. Carell. Hello, guys.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for today's show. You know, one of the most critical things that we are dealing with right now and continue to deal with, which, you know, sort of goes away in the news, is the intentional flooding of our border with people that shouldn't be here and all of the consequences that relate to that.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And I'm thrilled to have somebody who I've gotten to know in the last couple months. And, you know, I'm surprised our paths didn't cross prior to, but J.J. Carell, who's on here, you know, firsthand, first line Border Patrol agent over 25 years. Myself, of course, being somebody with a defense background in the defense industry, working in D.C. for over 25 years, J.J. and I both understand exactly what really is at risk for this nation, what's been going on, And we're going to connect the dots today on this show, Bill.
Fantastic. Hey, JJ, what's up?
Well, I echo what Christy just said, and I want to follow up what you said in your opening, that it's intentional for your audience to understand that before Joe Biden took office, there had to have been meetings at the highest level of government to make these strategic and purposeful decisions on how they're going to destroy America. And I'll give you a perfect example. On day one, not day 100, on day one, that old demented fool, Joe Biden, sat in his Oval Office and signed 94 executive orders. Every one of those executive orders reversed everything Donald Trump did. He turned over the most secure border in the history of America. I was there. I lived it. This was the most secure border ever. So they had meetings. Think about this. Think about what we're talking about, what the allegation I'm making and their evidence and what they did is my evidence. They had to have met at the highest levels for weeks on end, determining how are they going to destroy America. And they chose the illegal immigration invasion as their vehicle. It's indisputable. It's indisputable. And I, like Chrissy said, we're going to connect the dots. But that is the first dot that needs to be at least shown to the audience and to America, that this is intentional, and you're absolutely correct.
One of the things that really rang forward for me at the very beginning, I'm like, you know, they seem to control that side of the Mockingbird media. But, you know, even to today, they say, oh, the border was destroyed and ruined and it was a crisis because that was their narrative. The reality is it couldn't be further from the truth. And it's just amazing to me that people buy into this ridiculous narrative where the data completely goes against any of their conversation about, you know, them inheriting a destroyed border. It was the safest, most, organized border with the least amount of problems we've had in our lifetime, at least mine. And yet they continue to lie with a straight face every day on the legacy media.
Well, you know, Bill, it's the old adage, you keep repeating something, it becomes the truth to the ears that are hearing it. But I'm going to echo what JJ just said, and I'm going to give some further proof about how this was premeditated treason. And I really want everybody to start using that word. This was premeditated treason against the United States of America. So there's a little town in Alma, Michigan. It's several hours outside of Detroit. Doesn't have a lot of population. Back in the first generation, I was called there in my team to go in front of the local zoning board and the local city council because they were looking to overturn and change some zoning. Well, the zoning that they were looking to overturn and change was for a nursing home facility. And when you have a nursing home facility where you have active residents already living there, you have to give a 90-day notice to evacuate for these residents. So Bethany Christian Services and the Masons, this home was owned, of course, by the Masonics. And so it was a Masonic home. Back in December of 2020, just before Biden took office. So what was that? He took office in 2020, right? January 2020. So in 2019 of December, a letter went out to the residents telling them that they had to evacuate and leave because they were going to be rezoning to house UACs, unaccompanied children. Remember, this is before Biden took the oath of office. All of this is on record. You can find all of this information. So this further just puts a stamp on what JJ just said. This was premeditated treason against the United States of America. And I can give you more and more examples all over the country where this has taken place.
And Bill, to follow up, listen, you can listen to the media, you can listen to the talking heads, or you can listen to men like me that were there. I was sitting on the border. I was the deputy patrol agent in charge, so I got all the 24-hour reports that would come down. My last year in the Border Patrol was Joe Biden's first year, so I saw the transition. Let me just give you a data point so your audience has an understanding of how secure our border was. 25% of the wall was built, just 25%. Trump went down to the Northern Triangle nations and made them all bend a knee and put up and stop all the caravans that Soros and all of the NGOs were bringing forward. At the end of Trump's term, we were arresting, this is unbelievable, 500 to 600 people a day across the United States. That's like having a trickle off of your faucet, just like a drip. And every single person arrested on the border was deported. And everyone ICE was arresting was deported. Fast forward to Joe Biden's first day in office in January 2021. That fast, we went to 5,000 to 6,000 people a day. And for your audience to understand, we have been averaging anywhere from 5,000 to over 20,000 arrests every single day for the past 3.5 years under Joe Biden. This was all intentional. Everything that we have done in the United States Border Patrol for 96 and a half years out of our 100-year existence, we never did anything that we're doing now. Zero. You name one thing we're doing now, and I will tell you the United States Border Patrol never did. Never. Why? Why didn't we ever do it? Because it was against the law. Right. It's unconstitutional what they're making Border Patrol agents do.
It's still against the law.
Yes, absolutely. It is.
Okay. It's still against the law. I remember catching some feed from a meeting that made its way viral, I think, on the news somewhere. And, you know, like you talk about, they went from what Trump had to doing the 90-something, you know, removal of all of those executive orders. And you guys had to flip a switch from one side to the other. And I remember in that meeting hearing some of the border guards starting to complain to their superiors, this is not what we signed up for. We're not doing the mission. We're also not following the law. And then I started to hear the word salad come out from the other guys. Well, we are still, you know, a total word salad, really not answering the question that the rank and file guys were posing, right?
You're correct. You're right. But you know what, Bill? You know, those numbers are appalling, but those don't even include the gotaway numbers. And I can tell you right now, the gotaways, the number, of course, anything that the federal government is telling the American people are lies, point blank. JJ and I both will agree. In reality, under the Biden administration, when you look at all of the real true data and you look at the open, vast areas where there is nothing, there's nobody to patrol those particular areas. We are looking, also, we have four borders in the United States. We have an east, west, north, south, and an aerial border. And Biden illegally has been also flying in the darkness of night, illegals from outside of the United States. And so gotaway numbers are in the millions and millions. We're looking at over 30 million under the Biden administration who have entered this country illegally and who are already currently here. Think about how many terrorists are already here. I'm going to guesstimate we're probably in the 3 million plus when you look at all the numbers of how many special interest individuals from other countries are probably embedded in the United States as we sit right now.
But doesn't it seem like we're in the cartel business? I mean, it seems like we orchestrate the information, the pamphlets, the rides, the trains, the airplanes, the money. All of the pieces are orchestrated. It's like the cartels orchestrate it right to us. And then don't they, JJ, manipulate the border how they want? Because if they want to push migrants across, they just load up a sector. Now they got all of our border agents, you know, processing people against the law, creating treason, and basically have a free-for-all on other parts of the border because we don't have the manpower.
Well, you're absolutely correct. The cartels run our immigration system. I know it's hard for people to hear or think that that's, you know, dramatic, but it's true. Let me give you an example. So we had the epicenter in San Diego at the very beginning. I think it was like 2023. We had nothing there in my old station, Imperial Beach. Thousands upon thousands and thousands of single adult military age men from the continent, Africa, and Middle East. And then it just disappeared. And then we ended up in Eagle Pass with tens of thousands. Then we're at Lukeville, Arizona. And now we're back in San Diego. And San Diego now is the epicenter for Chinese nationals and a lot of we call other than Mexicans of every nationality. So the cartels move these people through certain areas, make it become the epicenter, ground zero. Then all of the Border Patrol agents chase this soccer ball in the field, and we just process there. Christy made a great point. 80% of the United States border is unmanned. Listen, that's 1,600 miles out of 2,000 miles. There's not a single Border Patrol agent. Listen, we never did this. We might have been stretched like, hey, JJ, I would work in Arizona every now and then. Okay, you're down in Sassabe. You got 20 miles of the border. Holy smokes, 20 miles. Okay, but at the end of my shift, I could tell you how many people cross, where they cross, did they get away, did I find them? Never did they say, We're not going to patrol Sassapee today, okay? That 200 miles of the Arizona border, nobody's going to guard it. We're just going to let it wide open. And no one's going to come back and see how much foot traffic's gone by or narcotics or drive-thrus. Do you see how intentional this is? We've never done this before. And when you also talked about Border Patrol agents feeling as if they are the back end of the smuggling organization, they have become the cartel smugglers. That is true. We all feel that way. I felt that way at the end of my career when I was releasing people, because we all swore an oath. We were winning. We were on a winning team with Donald Trump. We were within 6 months of having a completely secure border where we knew everyone that crossed was arrested and deported, to absolute chaos, intentional. And Border Patrol agents, we have an epidemic of suicides in the United States Border Patrol, because the United States Border Patrol is being called vile names by their own management and the politicians. You're a racist, you're a xenophobe, you're a Nazi. Americans, rightfully so, are pissed off, and they're saying, you're not doing your job. You better do your job. We hate you. We have people inside the DHS, attorneys at the highest level, that have already written articles about defunding ICE, not destroying the Border Patrol, having no more deportations. The people that are so support the Border Patrol. So Border Patrol agents, and I'm going to tell you, this is not what you're going to hear. You want to hear. Border Patrol agents are circling the wagons, and they're saying to themselves, just get through every day. All you have left is 4 years, 5 years, 10 years to retire, and then get the hell out. And if they have more than 5 to 10 years, they're going to different agencies. The Border Patrol at the height of our agency had 21,000 agents, and it still wasn't enough. We're in the 14,000s now. And they can't, they're offering $35,000 signing bonuses, and America's going, go pound sand. I'm not doing that job. Think about that.
Right. Christy, let's, with all of your trips to the border and all of the work that you've done to break open what people don't get to see, talk to me a little bit about the threat that you see, the threat that you've uncovered that's going on, that's, that can find its way to, you know, our communities and our American households. I mean, you know, tell us what you know.
Well, I mean, Bill, we're already seeing some of that on the streets of America as we stand. We've got murders, we have rapists, we have terrorists who are activating into terror mode, right, to put fear into the American citizens. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. When you look at in the last, you know, I've been down at the border since 2 weeks into the Biden administration. And so we've got photographs and pictures of people from special interest countries. We're talking Iran, Venezuela, Yemen, Mauritania, Syria, Afghanistan, ISIS members, Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Chinese PLA. And so when you look at these guys, I mean, we're trained because, again, my lens is from a military background and defense background. So when me and my teams are on the ground and we look at some of these individuals in these caravans who we've gotten pictures of, where we're processing them into the United States, We with our trained eye, are saying these guys are militias, or these are military. They are part of a military group within their countries of origin. This is very concerning. And I want everybody to understand something, too. We still have 26 pounds of ammonium nitrate that we have not found. We have tunnels. By the way, the tunnels that we've uncovered in the last 3 years, Bill, and I know you and I have had a conversation before about this, in the Yuma sector alone, there is a tunnel that was discovered that is almost 4 football fields long, that has fortified walls and ceilings, ventilation, fiber optics, rail system, air conditioning systems. They're not bringing in, I'm not worried about trafficking and fentanyl coming in through those. I'm worried about something else that's coming in and out of the country. And we know in our own State Department and our NSA, and even Christopher Wray has sounded the alarm at the highest levels. If you think about, let's just take Venezuela, for example, and JJ, I'm going to bring you in just a second because you understand exactly what I'm talking about. When you look at Iran, they have numerous flights every day for the last 15 plus years because Venezuela is a proxy of Iran's. And so they fly from Tehran into Venezuela, And then the passports are washed. Mauritania is another country that washes passports. That is in Africa, for your listeners who don't know where that is. And so when you're washing passports from for individuals from terrorist organizations and nations, then they get into these caravans and they come through and they show documentation that they're Venezuelan citizens. Only trained individuals who understand different dialects can probably pick them out and say that's a special interest person or that's an exotic, and we need to pull them to the side so we can further investigate them. But we're seeing, Bill, that this is not being done. Look at just the 8 terrorists that were let into the country and then recaptured. This is going on day after day. These people are in our communities. They're already here. They're waiting for the order. There will be an order given, and there will be 100% without question terrorist attacks on our soil because of the Biden's administration policies, purposeful policies. And this is exactly, I'm going to be bold and I'm going to say this. This administration, this White House, they want a terrorist attack on our soil. They want civil unrest. They want chaos, and they want the destruction of America.
Well, with all the terrorist activities and terrorist groups that have free flooded into our country, I mean, we're not talking about one. We're probably talking about pretty much all of them have cells or capabilities in our country that they shouldn't have. And, you know, when JJ was talking about how we used to really work at, you know, vetting and getting rid of and finding and cutting down the number, we made it much harder for them. Here, there's nothing that's hard. It's all about how easy can we make it for them. And, you know, in the words of one of the sheriffs that talked about traveling along the southern border, he was saying, not only do you need to be having your head on a swivel and be much more aware of your surroundings now because it's much more dangerous, he was advocating that you need to be armed all the time because one of these things can pop off at any time, anywhere, because we have so many of these people that are here. And they're not just waiting on that. You know, they're also killing our citizens. And we're seeing that in the legacy news now, where people are dying from these immigrants that they want to call them, these illegal aliens that shouldn't be here. You know, they're clearing out their prisons and everything else. What do you say, JJ?
I say that we are living in complete chaos. And I want to follow up on what Chrissy just said. And this is true. If you don't like what she's saying or her conclusion or my conclusion, then I want you to honestly and with some level of integrity, tell me what the hell's going on. Why would your government bring in 30 million people knowing they've seen the data? They have the same data that I see and probably more and more and higher levels. You know what's coming in and you do nothing. Listen, nothing has changed in 3.5 years except everything has become more efficient. Everything has. And you talk about terrorism. Let's just look at the numbers. I always like to play this game of let's believe CBP.gov, okay? Let's just say their numbers are correct. I know they're all lies, but let's just use their numbers. At the end of Joe Biden's term, 12 million people will be arrested, and 95 to 97% of all those 12 million will be released. Inside those 12 million, you have 250 known special interest aliens / terrorists. They've been arrested and released. 210,000 PLA Chinese nationals. They're my people that I've interviewed that are high level alphabet guys tell me that they've already identified 120,000 PLA soldiers. 120,000. You have over 1 million Venezuelans, 1 million Haitians, and tens of millions from Africa and the continent of Africa, in the Middle East. You have 60 to 70% of all of the illegal aliens are single adult military age men. What do you think is going to happen, America, when they get activated? Who's going to take care of you? The police force across the nation that is dwindling every day. People are leaving. No one's going in. Who's going to help you? The politicians? Is your barista with the man bun and the guy that thinks he can get pregnant? He's going to help you? No. But here's something that needs to be discussed and openly discussed. Men like me, patriots like us, when the world starts to fall apart, we are going to circle our wagons. I've talked to thousands of guys like myself. We all come to the same conclusion. We're going to take care of our families. We're going to take care of each other. And then everyone else that has been calling us these vile names, they're on their own. I know that's horrible to even imagine, but do you think I'm going to go help you, my neighbor, that has called me horrible names, flies your anti-American flags, and I'm going to take my eye off of my son and my wife? No, you're on your own, buddy. And who do you think they're going to go to? They've already proven in Michigan, they're ransacking home invasion burglaries. And do you know what they're using as their guidance? Anybody with the LGBT flag and a Biden sign. Anybody that has that in their yards, they know you're a beta male. You don't believe in the Second Amendment and you are the low-hanging fruit. So we're going to come rape and pillage your family. Have at it. But they know not to come into my house.
Yep.
But we need to talk in these terms.
Yeah, we covered some of this.
Right.
Yeah, we covered some of this in one of our other shows, which is you've got to really create, you know, your unit around you, because not everybody is law enforcement, military, et cetera, and maybe, you know, has this fully put together. But you really need to think about protecting your family, because when things go bad, the agencies are going to be overwhelmed. They're understaffed, undermanned, and they will be overwhelmed. And they're not going to be running calls like you think they are now, because they're going to be dealing with potentially bigger issues, you know, active shooters potentially or other. And so you've got to rely on yourself. You've got to be working on a plan. You've got to be, you know, developing your close-in list of relatives, family, friends, et cetera, that you can call upon and work on a plan.
Yeah, right? You know, Bill, that's why we created meetforamerica.org, M-E-E-T, the number 4, america.org. Anybody and everybody, I don't care if you're in the York, Pennsylvania area or not, it's the best money you could spend. Take vacation time. JJ and myself will both be there. We're going to be training individuals who really, truly want to be in unity together. They are serious about coming together legally, constitutionally, to understand what's at risk for this nation and how to be trained properly. I'm going to give an example of something. Again, I come from a government contracting background and defense space. When certain things come across my desk and, you know, I'm trained to look at things and there's, you have to break things down of a plausible reason why something would happen. And so Homeland Security with FEMA have put out IDIQ in an RFP. Basically, it's a request for information, request for proposal. And this is going to be awarded rapidly, quickly, and activated, and it's already part of the plan has already been in place. They are looking for guard post static sites, access egress control, ship security officers, terrorist site, security screening, visitor processing, patrol and response, and traffic control. Guard level two ESS. What's interesting about that is that this is not just an IDIQ or an RFP for one or three states. They are asking for this and these services from the private sector to bid for all 50 states. And why would our federal government have to set up military-style camps with guard posts, static sites, security screening, visitor processing, patrol and response, all armed, by the way, when you have facilities already set up all over the country for these illegals, which, by the way, most of the beds are completely 100% empty. And when you look at under the disguise of processing facilities along the border towns, where they have these type of military style, sophisticated camp set up to bring in the illegals, and then they process them behind closed doors. And then they're, of course, put on buses and shipped throughout the United States of America. What a great military operation this is with the help of the funding of the taxpayer to already have these type of, I believe, dissident camps already set up.
So I want to just, you know, follow up on the elephant in the room, because when you Google, right, you know, military style camps, concentration camps, and the things that we know that they've been setting up around the country for what reason, that they're not really using for what they call the processing necessarily, but they're sitting empty and yet they're running these ads to get people that can actually run these. What's the real story? What's really going on? I mean, you know, Google's going to say, with all of its flooding of information, oh, this is all conspiracy. The reality is it's not. These exist. And for what purpose, right?
That's a great question. JJ, talk to it.
Well, just like Christy said, 40,000 ICE beds are almost empty. Why do you need more beds? You're just releasing everybody. So, and but why are you having beds in, say, Rhode Island and Nebraska? Why every state in America? Why? You already have over 400, 500 child detention facilities scattered across America. You already have 40,000 beds on the southwest border, and they're not being used. Everyone's being released. So ask yourself, just ask yourself this question. Do you trust your government? Do you want to go back? How long do you want to go? How many decades do you want to go back and see the atrocities our government has done to its own people? You want to go back and look at the African-American blacks in the South with the syphilis trial? You want to look at what they did to women and about 60,000 of them, sterilized them? Are we going to talk about the AIDS epidemic and the lie that Fauci made during the AIDS epidemic? You're going to talk about COVID and a lie about being 6 feet apart and wear a mask and take a vaccine that doesn't work. People are dying, millions of them across the world, and being injured. That same government, the government that tells you the borders are completely secure, but there's 30 million more. There's 45 million illegal aliens in America now. That government, the same government that bombed the Middle East and caused $4 trillion in debt in the United States of America. Thousands of soldiers died, tens, if not hundreds of thousands, maimed both physically and mentally and emotionally. That government that lied to you about weapons of mass destruction, that government. So when Christie tells you, hey, there's bids for detention facilities all across America. So now you can believe all of that nonsense for decades. I just named 10 of them just on top of my head, but there's hundreds. That government, the government that hates you, that Marxist government, you think it's too far for a stretch to believe that they're building detention facilities for you? Does anybody remember World War II with the Japanese internment? Those were U.S. citizens. Those were U.S. citizens. They took everything from and threw them in camps. This government that we live under now is tyrannical. And our founding fathers gave us the solution. And they told you, you have a moral responsibility when your government becomes tyrannical, that you must overthrow it. What is that? How's that manifest? I don't know. But I do know we've been given a blueprint.
I saw a recent clip of, I call it one of the Bidens, but Biden speaking about arms, right? And then possibly militias taking up arms.
Right now, you can't go out and buy an automatic weapon. You can't go out and buy a cannon. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America, you're keeping America's independent and safe. If you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use that's used to provide this and who they're shooting at. Shooting at these guys behind me.
Well, you know how that works? It's because he forgets that the majority of people that are in the military, I'm not talking about the guys that are just collecting checks, but I'm talking the guys that fly the jets and tanks and special forces. Guess what? They are America first, America right. Always. And so I would rather get 1,000 of them versus 1 million of the pogues that just cash their checks in law enforcement and in the military. And they don't stand a chance, not a chance. So Joe Biden has no, the man's defecating on himself in public. Okay. Let's just say the truth is what it is. You have Obama's cabinet is now inside running the government. He's the shadow president. We have got to stand up and we've got to take our government back. And I don't know how you guys feel, but I think, yeah, well, maybe it was, you know, I think when history comes back and historians write volumes on this, it's going to be shocking to the American public what we allowed, what we sat by and allowed to happen to our nation, all because we, the American citizen, were complicit in our silence.
Yeah, just before you came on and we started this, you know, I said, what is America's threshold? I was asked the question, I'm asked this all the time, when does all of this stop? How do we stop it? When does this change? What do I need to do? Donald J. Trump is not the answer, and he's one man. He's not going to have the power to completely topple a tyrannical government. Our founding fathers, like JJ said, gave us that roadmap. Abraham Lincoln I believe it was in 1861, his speech talked about this very thing. The American people, the American spirit, we are the government. We are the majority. And it is up to us. It is our duty, when these things take place, to replace a government that's gone rogue. We can do this legally. We can do this constitutionally. But we have to do it. And we have to be in unified one voice and understand what we need to do to actually activate that. And again, meetforamerica.org is going to help you with that. But again, what is your, I want everybody out here to ask them this question. What is your threshold? What are you willing to tolerate? I'm a Russian Jew on my mother's side. My family actually fled Stalin. My family is the Tinskys. They're in Ellis Island. My grandfather and my great-grandfather came over here. And a lot of my family members were thrown in the gulag, and God forbid, some of them didn't make it. Are we willing to stand by and be completely irrelevant and eradicated? Because that's what they want. Anybody who stands up and has a voice against this tyrannical government and this globalist agenda and movement, you are the dissident. You are the one who is a terrorist against their ideology. And make no mistake, they're coming for you. And it doesn't matter what you think you're prepared for. You will not be safe if you do not have a plan and you are not in numbers. J6 was not about, I don't believe it was about Donald J. Trump. I was there. I spoke on January 5th and I was with the president in the private VIP sector on January 6th. It was beautiful. What it was that was the government freaking out, the deep state, the globalist, to say, don't you ever gather like this ever again, because if you do, this is what we will crush you. We will send the FBI. We will send the weight of the federal government down on you, and you will never be seen or heard from again. Well, we have to be stronger.
Fortunately, the Supreme Court's still weighing in on some of that. I think that some of that may go in the positive direction for those. It's going to take a new administration to even maybe pardon those folks, because that's a whole story unto itself. But, you know, I'd like to segue a little bit into some questions. I think we might have a few questions because there's a lot that we've been unpacking for people. They haven't really looked at this off this level. Maybe we can segue into a few questions.
Sure.
Melissa.
Yes. Sorry. I've been crying this whole episode, guys. I'm so sick of this crap. And I don't know how people are still not getting it. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This is literally our children's future. And there's something I want to play, just a short clip, because you know all of the slanderers and gossipers out there are going to say, Obama, a third term. They're going to laugh at that. And let me just show you Obama's own words 3 years ago. Here you go.
And what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be fine with that.
From the horse's mouth, who do you think?
I really believe all you have to do is listen to what they say. Yeah. They tell you they're arrogant. They think they're better than you. So they say it out loud as almost like a game amongst themselves. Listen to what they say and then watch their actions. Mm-hmm. And people still after they see the evidence, they're like, no, there's no way that's crazy. Is there really anything called a conspiracy theory anymore? Really? Is there? Name me one thing that was crazy thought, that you were crazy to think that now is almost mainstream. Well, of course that's wrong. Of course they lied to you.
Aliens were conspiracy theories, what, just 10 years ago? And then now all of a sudden they're like, well, you might be right. And well, you just continue to see this unraveling of the fabric of what our country's been made of. And as you mentioned, JJ, I'm well aware of the atrocities our government's committed. And we look at the left, who's mad at our country, who hates our history, who hates our country. And if they know of the real atrocities that our government's committed, I don't blame them. But they don't. They're going after the things that, quite frankly, are eradicated, like slavery. Like, they're knocking down slave owners from back then. It's like, okay, but how is that like relevant to today? Aren't you mad at the government today for the current atrocities? They're not, because they're uneducated and they're mad about the wrong things. Now, a question I have that JJ mentioned, and I think maybe Christy touched on it too. You said, you know, we may be infiltrated in the sense in the military. We've got these drag queens that are proudly wearing their American uniform and putting their makeup on TikTok. So we look weak to other nations for sure. But did the Biden administration weed out the patriotic Americans? Because I know that a lot of true patriotic Americans did get the vaccine. So I'm not saying if you got the vaccine, you're not a true American patriot or anything. But didn't they fire a majority of people for not complying and bowing to the government? So aren't the people left the ones who bow to what their orders are, even if their better judgment tells them not to?
Melissa, I can speak directly to that. My hero. I have a 21-year-old hero, and I look up to him, and I hope to be him someday. At 21 years of age, could have taken the easy route. He was an airman, security officer, security forces, was getting ready to, was accepted to the Raven School, which is an elite force, exemplary, was on the flight line, was actually the first soldier to receive those Afghan refugees from the debacle, purposeful debacle of pullout of Afghanistan in Germany. This young man could have taken the easy ride out with a religious exemption. But he called me up and he said, you know, I have to ask your opinion on something. I took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States of America against foreign and domestic. This is an unconstitutional order. And everything I've researched and everything I've done, I can't in good conscience take this jab. And he got serious stuff happened to this young man. Articled 15, stripped of rank and pay, put on house arrest. Finally, when he was discharged, it wasn't just a dishonorable. It was basically equating my son to a rapist in the military, stripping all of them of his benefits. This is my son. He's my hero. And so, yes, the answer is yes. What they did was anybody who would question any kind of authority with an unconstitutional order or mandate that would go against, I believe, the Constitution, that was a way to weed them out and weaken us. And we're not better for it, by the way. We have serious enemies surrounding us from the Caribbean to Latin America to Canada and inside the United States, like a Trojan horse. And I would really like to unpack all of the military bases and spy bases and facilities that China, Russia, and Iran have infiltrated and set up right here within 50 miles of the United States of America.
That's something a lot of people forget. You know, our distance to like Russia and China and Australia really isn't that far from our coast. I think people.
I'm talking Cuba. I'm talking the Bahamas. I'm talking Barbados. I'm talking Latin America.
Mm-hmm. They're all right there. And like something you said, the reason I started crying, because I didn't know this. You actually educated me very well, both of you throughout this whole thing, or all three. And you mentioned that Venezuela is basically a place that the Iranians are coming from. Like it's like, I don't remember what you called it, a wash or something where they wash the passports and they do all this thing and they come here. So when they tell us that the largest amount of immigrants that they're seeing come across the border are Venezuelans, mm-hmm. is it actually Iranians?
Some of them, yes.
A lot of them. Yeah, a lot of them, because they come here, clean up, shave their beards, all that, and then become Venezuelan with Venezuelan passports. Look what's happening in Chicago and New York. They're getting run over by the Venezuelan prison gangs. You have giant hotels that are just contracted to hold Venezuelan males. They're having machete and knife fights in the streets. But I want to follow up with what Christy said, too, and you asked about the military. Understand that all the dots are being connected when you start peeling away and seeing what the true picture is. The Dick Durbin and another senator from Illinois and a Democrat congressperson, I think in Buffalo, I could be wrong, but in the state of New York, came up with a bill called the Courage to Serve Act. And what that is the United States military has 41,000. They did not fill 41,000 slots in their recruitment last year. So what is our politician's answer to that? Is to let illegal aliens be in our military. Now, you tell me, all the people that we've discussed ad nauseum, the millions of illegal alien, single adult military age men from continents that nations that hate us. Now we're going to train them, arm them, and then we're going over to their home countries to for them to shoot and kill their mothers, fathers, and their brothers and sisters. How do you think that plays out?
You think that's what they're doing? I hear that, and I almost hear that they're getting illegals to turn on American citizens.
Well, of course. What are you going to do when you have all these people that are armed and they go overseas to fight and some of them are back here at home? You're going to have you have chaos. But that is intentional, meaning the four of us are talking about this. I think we're all very intelligent people, okay? So to assume that the people that are running our country are just a bunch of buffoons and stupid. Sure, you have AOCs and the squad and those. I get that. But if you think that they are not intelligent, that they have not strategically planned this, you are the fool, not them. They're highly intelligent. You look at Mayorkas, Secretary of DHS Mayorkas. He looks like just a willy-nilly beta male. That man is the most accomplished U.S. attorney, youngest U.S. attorney in U.S. history. He was the director of USCIS under Obama, the deputy secretary under Obama, and now the secretary of DHS under Biden. He has created every immigration policy that we are witnessing today, all the way back in 2008, DACA, catch and release, CBP-1, the parole, asylum. I can go on and on and on. One man created it and facilitated it. Just one. His name is Mayorkas.
At the direction of the Obama administration at the highest levels, who's running the country right now. And JJ, you and I both know as well. Look at what they've just now in DACA. They're allowing DACA individuals, the quote-unquote dreamers, to become deputized and become police officers. They're allowing illegals in four states right now to hold a badge to arrest legal American citizens. And I'm going to go one further. I have a friend who recently in the last year became an American citizen. He did it the right way. And he almost didn't get sworn in because he was so ticked off at the swearing in ceremony. So I don't even know how long this policy's in place. I would love for somebody who's a good researcher out there to find that out. At the swearing in ceremony, there was a whole bunch of people in the room, and the person who was leading this from our federal government said, "We understand that there's somebody in this room. When we get to the part where you're going to swear and raise your hand to swear and protect and take the oath to take up arms and defend and protect the United States, you don't have to do that. You may sit down and not swear that oath." And they were allowed to become an American citizen. This is where we are, America. Wake up. This is where we are. This is a very sophisticated, high-level military operation coupled with a globalist agenda to remove the United States of America, period, so they can usher in the global economy, the global governance. And by the way, if you think that we don't have the parallel government already set up, you're a fool. In 1971, that parallel government started, and that was with the World Economic Forum. You've got the IMF, you've got the WHO, you've got the United Nations, and you've got NATO. There is your parallel, and I could go on for some others. There's your parallel government. It is in place. And there was a question earlier that said, why chaos? Why terror? Because they want to have civil unrest. And I believe with everything in my heart, all of the chatter that we're hearing, and I'd love to hear, JJ and Bill, your take on this. They have planned something. They will not allow a free and fair election to take place because they know they have no chance in heck to install anybody that they're going to try to put in and the shenanigans that they're going to try to pull, because they can't have 4 years of another disruptor. Martial law, I believe, will be activated. This is one of those scenarios. There's plausible in scenarios that I've laid out with my team of what we think is going to happen. Civil unrest, chaos. That's what they want, because they cannot afford to loosen up the grip of their power and their plans.
Well, they want us fighting each other. They want civilians fighting each other and never looking up to see who's orchestrating all of the issues that are dividing the civilians. They want the Christians fighting with the Jews, the Muslims, the LGBTQ, the drag queens that want to read your kids for some reason. They want us fighting each other when in reality, we should be trying to help each other, educate each other, and speak with love. And I know that that's hard sometimes, especially when sometimes certain groups seem a little less kind or tolerant of speech that disagrees with them. But it's just, we are in such, this interview is probably the first one I've had, and Dr. Bill's done some excellent interviews, but this one is the first one that's actually made me cry and kind of realize the seriousness that we are in. I didn't know about the Venezuela stuff. I didn't know about the passport washing stuff. I didn't know those things. It's really upsetting. Do we even stand a chance? Like with Donald, even if Donald Trump were to win, do we even have a chance to undo all this damage?
Well, let me speak to that for a minute and speak to Christy's question. You know, because we talked about early on that there's a lot of people also that see this for what it is. We meaning those of us that are awake, have been watching this plan come together. I believe they're going to pull out, and they don't have any choice really, to pull out all the stops that they've got and more in the playbook that we haven't maybe seen to try to make sure that they can, do everything they can to, one, take over the election process, whether it's martial law, whether it's, you know, a pandemic, you know, another bird flu, whatever nonsense. I think their plan is to launch a lot of things at once potentially. And, you know, you've got to be looking and being prepared for that. But on the other side, there are a lot of us that have seen that coming for a long time. And there's more of us than them, and they know it. They're afraid of the more of us than them. The thing of it is they're working to try to manipulate the more of us than them. And that's the scary part, right?
Well, Bill, I'd like to ask just a question. I agree with you. I believe there's more of us than them, but there are not as many leaders. And I think these men and women, but men in particular, because I believe that is where it's going to have to happen. Yeah. Do you believe that we're just missing one or two leaders that will galvanize a group of people, especially men, and bring them and bring them into line? And it's going to be majority of them are going to be former military and law enforcement. I believe that. And I believe it's going to happen through the sheriffs. But I do believe that we're missing a leader, somebody that can galvanize, someone that's charismatic and is unafraid. And I think that is one of the ways that this the manifestation of taking back our country might happen. And I hear this openly spoken amongst men like myself and former law enforcement and military. So this is not wishing or thinking that it might happen. It very well could happen.
And when you're looking at the leader that would like to take it, you know, have an administration again, which is Trump, they're working in every way to take him off the board, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have something coming very soon, which is they're going to make a determination whether he's supposed to be incarcerated, et cetera. If anybody believes they're not working behind the scenes to do their damnedest to make sure they take him off the board, they've been doing it. They're going to continue to do it. I hope the Supreme Court is seeing with, you know, 2020 vision, how critically important they are in this process, because they are, they can literally turn the tide in the right direction. But if he gets sidelined and taken off the board enough, where's that leader? It's a great question. It's a great question.
You know, Bill, my fear though, and I'm not fearful of anything pretty much. My fear is that everybody's putting way too much weight in Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Donald Trump is not going to save the United States of America at all. He's not. He will help, right, if he gets into office. But again, I cannot stress enough, the American people, and you're right, we are leaderless. Even with Donald Trump, we are still leaderless. I have not seen in four and a half years that I've been in this freedom movement, stepped down and walked away from the Washington, that we've really have a true leader who has emerged to lead the people and to give the people the tools that they need and to direct the people on the strength that they need to take back this country. I'm hoping and I'm prayerful that that's going to happen. I can tell you, I have sent a New World Leaders information packet on how the roadmap, it's a working roadmap. No one person has the answer. We should be behind closed doors without cell phones with very strategic leaders who are influencers all over this country. And we should have been behind closed doors mapping out that's what we do in theater. We get the generals together, and me and my team, we go in and we find out what the pain points are of the general. What is the most important pressing thing of the day? What is critical? How do we save lives? How do we be most operational, effective, and efficient? And then we give solutions. We put it on the table, and then we come up with a strategy and a plan, and we have a plan A, B, and C. That's what real leaders do. I have not seen that in 4.5 years. And I wish to God that we could sit there and have leaders contact me, contact JJ. I know JJ, I can tell you, I probably speak for him right now. He's a real man who's willing to stand up. Bill, I know you're a real man standing, willing to stand up for this country. Melissa, why aren't we all behind closed doors getting it funded, getting the plan and strategy in place, and using the playbook of the left to save this great country? And by the way, it's actually saving the world, because when America falls, the rest of her goes with her. We are the watchmen.
Yep. As you said, that's what January 6th was all about, to scare the American people. If they wanted an insurrection on January 6th, there would have been one, because there were 500,000 people there, supposedly, at that location. So why, since when, as JJ said earlier, we as the American people have the right to overthrow a tyrannical government? So why are they trying to scare everybody so much for following constitutional laws?
Well, because they don't want to lose power. They don't want to lose power, as they've mentioned. Also, to your point, Christy, the other side's already planning. Even if they were to lose, right, they were already planning their strategies on how to challenge Trump's administration in every possible way. And they're already talking about it. These are already talking points for them. So to your point, where are we behind the scenes? I'm sure that there's some of that going on that we may not see, because I know about some of it. But at the end of the day, I think we need a bigger, better plan. We need a leader. We need a backup plan, another backup plan, because where they say, you know, as soon as the war starts, the plans go out the window. You got to start over.
Real quick, have you guys noticed all of the sudden, even Fox News, all of the news outlets are saying Trump and Biden are tied, all the polling's tied.
Yeah.
This is false narrative. Again, Joseph Goebbels was a brilliant mastermind that Hitler used. They are taking every playbook out of Mao, Stalin, and the playbook of the Nazis of, and we have to start playing by their rules to win this game.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, this has been one of the most impactful episodes I think I've recorded. So I'm super thankful that you two took the time to do this interview, even with all the technical difficulties we had at the beginning and everything. Thank you so much for your patience and joining us. Please make sure to tune in tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern for Truth Be Told, where we have Charlie Kirk on. Make sure to watch that. And if you're able, download this episode, keep it, save it, show your loved ones, play it at Thanksgiving, play it at 4th of July. Wake people up. People just sit there and they read CNN and they think that that's what the truth is. This is the truth. This is the truth state of our country. And I really hope people wake up. Dr. Bill, your final word.
Well, I just want to thank JJ and Christy for coming on. You guys are true patriots. You know, there's more to know, more to learn, that we are helping to shake up the world with this information. Every time that we begin to bring it out, it's going to find its way to hundreds of thousands of people. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning into another show of In the Lion's Den. Please like and share us, and look forward to another episode. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.